From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Cuban refugees finally leave the Czechoslovak embassy in Havana. But there are more, including a family of four, who take up refuge elsewhere. And a report just out says the number of Caribbean visitors to Britain who are turned away from UK ports is likely to rise as 1992 approaches. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Czechoslovak Foreign Ministry has confirmed that the Cubans who took refuge in the Czechoslovak embassy in Havana have all left the embassy building. From Prague, Mary Hockaday reports.
The information reaching Czechoslovakia from Cuba is sparse, but a foreign ministry official confirmed tonight that all the Cubans have now left the Czechoslovak embassy in Havana. The Czechoslovaks allowed one of the 12 Cubans to leave for hospital because of a heart problem. The others left by climbing over the embassy wall and giving themselves up to the Cuban police. Speaking on the evening television news, Luboš Dubrovský said the seven Cubans, who on Monday held several Czechoslovak diplomats hostage for a while, left of their own accord. He said it was not clear whether the others, who he said belonged to the Cuban opposition, also left voluntarily or under pressure from the seven. He added that the seven seemed professionally trained in their attack on the diplomats. He made no mention of the five Cubans who occupied the home of the Czechoslovak chargé d'affaires. Mary Hockaday for BBC Caribbean Report.
But the refugee crisis in Havana intensified further today as more Cubans took refuge on foreign grounds,